let the true worshipers worship him in spirit and in truth tonight. Oh, the Father seeketh such to worship him. Oh, cry out with all your heart. Come on, push a little further. Go a little deeper tonight in Jesus' name. Oh, my God, we hunger and thirst after your righteousness tonight, God. Fill this house. Fill our hearts. Fill our souls tonight, dear Jesus. Oh, without you, we can do nothing, Lord. Let there be a move of the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. Let there be a move of your spirit in this house tonight. Oh, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Come on, let's begin to give him praise tonight. Come on, let's give him glory in this house. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh,
I feel a stirring in the atmosphere. Something good is gonna happen.
Something good is gonna happen here.
God's awesome power.
Jesus.
Oh. We declare your glory. Game.
This is the
Come on, somebody praise him tonight. Come on, somebody love him tonight. Come on, you got a right to praise him. Come on, shake the foundations of your prison tonight. Shake the foundations of your trial tonight. Come on, shake the foundations of whatever's got you down tonight. Oh, tonight you got a right. Come on, ain't nobody got a right like the children of the Lord who seen the light. Praise him. Come on, serve him tonight. Come on, wait on him tonight. Come on, love him tonight. Come on, praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Let everything that had breath, come on, let everything that had breath, thank him that you're in church in the house of God tonight. I want to hear you worship God tonight. Come on, I want the enemy to hear you worship the Lord tonight. Oh, let your problem hear you praise Jesus tonight. Come on, let your circumstance. Come on, praise him in the furnace tonight. Praise him in the fiery furnace tonight. Come on, get a breakthrough in the Holy Ghost tonight. Praise him in your weariness. Praise him in your, come on, turn in that garment, that spirit of heaviness for the garment of praise tonight. Cast off heaviness. Cast off depression. Cast off the old man. Cast off the weariness and praise him tonight. Oh, rebuke doubt. Rebuke fear. Rebuke unbelief. Rebuke questions. I'll do it with a praise tonight. Come on, Paul and Silas were locked in prison. But at midnight, they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Let the prisoners hear you tonight. Let the prisoners hear you tonight. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Come on, anybody want a breakthrough? Anybody want a victory tonight? Oh, my God, we worship you, Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, we'll take as long as you want tonight. We'll worship as long as you want to tonight. You can shout if you feel it. You can run if you feel it. In fact, you can do it when you don't feel like it. You can do it because it's right. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. This is what we come to do tonight. It's why we're here. It's why we gathered in the house. Come on, the dead don't praise the Lord. But we which are alive and remain, we're the ones that praise him. We're the ones that glorify him. Yeah.
Praise Him!
Thank you.
on, who wouldn't want to have church like this? Oh, give the Lord glory. Come on, give the Lord glory. Come on, praise him. Let's thank him for what he's done tonight. Come on, let's praise him. We worship you, Savior. We glorify you, Jesus. Come on, if you got a breakthrough tonight, you ought to clap your hands. You ought to shout for joy. Hey, the same God that delivered you before can do it again. You don't have to be an alcoholic. You don't have to be a smoker. You don't have to be a doubter. You don't have to be a drunkard. You don't have to live with anxiety and fear and depression. You don't need a psychiatrist. You need the Holy Ghost. He is our comfort. Oh, God, I need to renew it from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Come on, clap your hands tonight and give God praise. Come on, clap your hands and give God praise. That's a weapon tonight. Come on, no, the devil hates when we clap our hands. The devil hates when we praise God. Come on, put those 10 string instruments together and clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph and victory tonight. Oh, we love you, Savior. Come on, one more time, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on, lift your voice and give God praise. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Anybody get a breakthrough tonight? Anybody speak in tongues tonight? Anybody shout in the Holy Ghost tonight? Amen, amen. You can return to your seats, remain standing. I know. I know we've been standing for a while, but that's all right. I've been standing most of the day. Just a few times I sat down to try to get material, but most of the day I've been standing. I saw this the other day before we took off to come home, and it fits. This is not a Debbie Downer. It fits with your breakthrough. Hear this. If your breakthrough from God isn't followed by some follow-through from you, the cycle will never end. I don't want to go from breakthrough to breakthrough on Sunday night and go back to what he delivered me from on Monday. Breakthrough without follow-through will always leave you frustrated. And when you're frustrated, you won't worship. When you're frustrated, you won't praise. When you're frustrated, you won't show up. Discipline and holding yourself accountable will help you grow in spiritual maturity and sustain deliverance. Jesus healed people. Jesus delivered people. And what did he say most of the time? Go and sin no more. Just because God delivered you doesn't mean you can't go back to it. Number one, we got to change our mindset. That's repentance. Number two, we got to change our vocabulary. Too many apostolics are using words that the world uses. And you're trying to figure out a spiritual problem with earthly knowledge. But you come into a service like tonight, the psychiatrist and the counselor think this is crazy. They don't understand it. They want to throw out words and vocabulary to keep you bound. I'm sorry, if things happen and it takes you right back to where God delivered you from, there's something wrong. You got to check, my God. You got to get a breakthrough in the Holy Ghost and rebuke that spirit, rebuke that verbiage. Come on, speak to your mountain. Speak faith tonight. I've been delivered. The hold the devil had on me, he ain't got no more. I haven't told Caleb this. I'm talking about Candace knows it, not prophet. We'll get to prophet here in a moment. But we are getting ready to, when we get into our new building, we're going to start a substance abuse deliverance program. It's called Be Free. I'm going to have Caleb head that class up and teach it. You say, why him? Because he was an alcoholic. He was in the hospital with liver poisoning. He should have been dead. But God delivered him. He didn't go to 12-step. He didn't go to a counselor. He didn't go. He said, the Holy Ghost changed me. The Holy Ghost delivered me. And thank God I'm not what I used to be. I got a break, my God. I got a breakthrough. I got some discipline. I got a pastor. I got a church. I'm not a druggie. I'm a former druggie. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a former alcoholic. Come on, somebody. You don't have to cuss on Monday and shout on Sunday. You can be free from wherever God. You can go and sin no more. But there's certain things. You know why they got peanuts on the counter in a bar? To build habit. And every time you eat peanuts, if you're at Roadhouse and you're a former alcoholic that spent all the time at the bar and you grab some peanuts, you're going to want to go back to the... If you keep hanging out with the people you used to hang out with and doing the things you used to do, your habits will overcome your deliverance. You got to make new... Hey, when you get stressed out, don't go back to the cigarettes. When you get anxiety, don't go back to the drugs. Get in a prayer meeting. Get in an altar. Find your Bible. Make new habits. I've been delivered. I used to do that, but I don't do that anymore. I've been delivered. Come on, I got the victory. Let me ask you tonight, who wouldn't want to have church like this? Who wouldn't want to come to church like this? Who wouldn't want to shout like this? Come on, somebody shout like he did it. Dance like he did it. Ah, devil, you're a liar. Come on, devil, you're a liar. Somebody tell him that tonight. You know why we shout? We want the devil to see it. You know why we shout? We want our addiction to see it. You know why we shout? Because the devil don't like it. Oh, clap your hands one more time. Come on, clap your hands one more time. Pastor, why are we always clapping our hands? Because hand clapping is a weapon. It literally is like throwing arrows or darts and keeps the devil away. Your praise will keep the devil away. I said it already, but I'm going to say it again. If certain things, the new word now is triggers. There's things that trigger us. What is the trigger? It triggers us back to our trauma. It triggers us back to our circumstance. I don't want to go back there. So I'm going to clap my hands and give God praise. Get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. That's what Jesus did when Satan was tempting him. He said, get thee behind me. I'm only going to worship God and Him only. My trauma's not going to get my praise. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God bless. bless you. You can be seated. Now, I was just in Fresno, my wife and I. We went on a vacation. We got up at 2:30 in the morning on Friday, way too early. Got on a plane. We spent more time in the Las Vegas airport than we did getting to where we were going, and almost as much time as we were there. At least it seemed like it. We had a four-hour layover in Vegas. My wife goes, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to try to raise money for that parking lot. Just going to walk by and just push every button and see what happens. Brother Morton said, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas except for the money. If you get some money, take it with you. Praise God. But I went back to Fresno, and I pulled in the parking lot, and I saw Gary Barnes. Y'all have met him before. He's been here. I saw Dave Moya. Well, it's a blast from the past. That's the man that I framed houses with when I was 19 years old. And I pulled in the parking lot, rolled down my window, and I said, heroes of the faith. They looked at me like, what in the world? What tree did you fall off of? I said, the longer that I pastor, the more people like you are heroes to me. Saints of God who have just stuck it out. They've never been through anything. I'm going to tell you something. They've been through it. In fact, Gary Barnes, he's 15 years older than me. I just turned 52. He's 15 years older than me and just changed jobs because he was going through some big problems at the job he was at. He should be retiring. But several years ago, he lost his house and filed to file for bankruptcy and went down to nothing, lost it all. And here he is, should be retired. And he's telling me about a new job he got that's paying more money, and they got him a new vehicle. And it didn't shake him. They lost their home. Faithful people. She's the church secretary, treasurer. They've done well financially. They're frugal. And they lost it all, but they're still in church. Dave Moya came off the streets, a fighter, a brawler, bar hopping and fighting with anybody he could fight with. Now he's a board member. Now he's got son-in-law and daughter that are pastoring a church. I can't make it. Yes, you can. If you'll get some discipline with that breakthrough, you can make it. Your testimony's not over. It's just begun. But you got a purpose in your mind. You got to make up in your heart. I'm not going back. Elder Myers is not here tonight, but he was in Truth Tabernacle Fresno under the first pastor. Under the first pastor, Brother Davis, Jimmy Davis, 1945, 1946. My pastor pastored that church for 41 and a half years. And I looked at pictures. My wife and I were in some of them. Our kids were in some of those pictures. I got there in 81. The main sanctuary that seats 1,100 was already built. It was already going. It was brand new, about a year old. The cafeteria that we were in for school was the original church building, about the size of this area right here. Then they built the prayer room, which is ironically a 44-foot wide, 100-foot long building that seats 400. Don't tell the city of Caldwell that. And then in 1981, they began to build that, or 1980, they began to build that new building that they're in now. So we haven't grown past that building. They got 9 branch works paid for. All the buses and vans, 6 or 7 homes in the city that are bought and paid for. They're having revival. But I began to look at those pictures that were before my time. I saw the framing pictures of the prayer room. I thought, that's where we are right now. 20 years in, building our first big building. So it's not big. Go inside and work in it. It's big. I said, if the Lord tarries, there's going to be some folks that look back that we're not there, that we're not a part of it, and say, that's where we started. They had Sister Becky Cantu stand up. Said, man, Pastor, we were shouting. We were dancing. What are you doing? I'm giving you a reason to shout and dance. Sister Becky Cantu is 74 years old. She was born in that church and has been in that church for 74 years. There were five or six other people in that building that night that have been there for over 60 years. I'm gonna tell you, Brother Ken, that's how a church is built. But Ken knows that. That's why he's shaking his head. That's how a church is built. Have they ever had trouble? They have had trouble. Have they ever lost something? They've lost things. But they never lost their praise. They never lost their dance. They never lost their victory. They may have lost material. They may have lost health. They may have lost wealth. But they never lost their salvation. The reason why we shout, the reason why we dance, is because this is the only thing that's going to keep us. Sister Becky Cantu not only can play every song that you and I may know or think we know, but she can sing every song. She's recorded every those little gold songbook songs that we used to have, chorus books. She wrote that off memory. She put that together, compiled that. And one day she started feeling some numbness in her hands and her fingers, and she got such severe carpal tunnel she could not play the organ, couldn't play the piano anymore. Devastating. But she showed up for church. She showed up in worship, and now she's got enough strength back to where she could play sometimes. She could sing. If Brother Morton said, what's that old song? I just heard Sister Cantu could sing it without even thinking about it. That's how you build a church. If the Lord, and I hope he doesn't, but if the Lord tarries, I want someone to look back and say, we're shouting in this house tonight because of what they did. We're shouting in this house tonight because they didn't quit. Are you thankful someone didn't quit? Are you thankful someone didn't give up when times got hard and times got tough and sickness and disease came in? They never gave up, and they shouted their way through their trial. They wept their way through their trial, but they're still in church, and we're reaping the benefit of it tonight. Carson told me today, he took Kondra home last night. So Kondra, he said, you will have the ability to say, with my hands, I helped build that church. If you're 45 years old, 60 years old, and the next generation is talking to you, looking to you as an example, and they will, you'll be able to say, I built that building over there. Before it was a school. Before we had this one. Before we had that one. You may have to drive by it from some other property and say, I remember when we built that building. I remember when we bought that and we thought, how in the world is it going to happen? It's because people didn't quit. People didn't give up. People didn't let their hard times and their tough times steal their shout. Don't look at people who are still here. Don't look at people who've been in the church all this time and think they never went through anything. It's because they went through things that they have their shout. I know I've said this many times, and it's even harder to preach with my dad sitting here, but I don't want to relive the things I went through. I refuse. I refuse. In fact, if truth be told, I had to put some things out of my mind and just write them off. And all these years later, I'm still trying to cope with letting some of those things, because I forgot those things which are behind. that's all right. I hope that's not too vulnerable. The Bible says you got to forget those things which are behind and press. Yes, it was bad. I get it. But how long are you going to live through? How long are you going to allow it to run your daily life, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing toward? I'm breaking through, taking territory. And that's what we have to do tonight. I'm not just gonna shout every Sunday night just to get through the week I just came through. I want to shout on Sunday night to take new territory. I want to go someplace else. I want to do something more for God than just getting over last week. Is that all right? I want to inspire somebody. I want to convert somebody. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Then will I convert sinners. Then will I teach transgressors. How are we supposed to teach anybody if all we're doing is struggling? You know why? I'm sorry, Kim, if it put you on the spot. You didn't know about it, but hey, that's... You know why I can use him for that? Because he ain't drinking in the back corner somewhere. You can't teach if you're still struggling. You can encourage when you're struggling, but you can't teach. If you want to be used of God, you got to overcome. And when you've overcome and you've got that salvation restored and that joy is there, then you can teach others and say, you know what? If I can do it, if I can do it, you can do it. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. And I got praise. I got deliverance. Thank God I'm not what I used to be. Praise God. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. I feel victory in this house tonight. Come on, anybody feel the excitement in the air? Anybody feel the joy that's in the air? Let's stand to our feet one more time. Let's clap our hands and give God praise. Come on, clap your hands and give God praise. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Ushers are preparing. You can be seated tonight to receive the Sinai tithe and offering. By way of announcements, if you don't know the announcements by now, anybody want to give it a try? Pray, read your Bible, personal daily devotions. Fast as often as you can. Witness every day. I just heard this on the Culture of Life podcast by Brother Caleb Adams. He had Brother Keith Lay on. I didn't realize this because I'm not in the church in Spokane, but Brother Mayo said this: we don't have an outreach team. He said as soon as you get an outreach department, outreach dies. As soon as you get a soul winning department, soul winning dies. He said the church is our outreach department. I don't want an outreach department. We're going to do outreach completely different than what we've done in the past. I'm not saying we're getting rid of our bus. I'm not saying we're not going to do a bus route. Thank God for our bus route. If all we ever win is Maria, we won enough. The bus route was worth it. But that's not the only ones, and we're going to have more than that. In fact, we still got folks that we're talking to from our bus routes before, but we're going to do it different. Because what happens is, well, that's the outreach team. It's like, that would be like leaving the praise to the praise team. And how often does that happen in churches? Well, they're worshiping God, they're shouting, but nobody else is. I saw a video of somebody shouting and preaching today, and the people in the seat were just sitting there like they're just doing nothing. I thought, how fun would that be? So everybody's going to be, we want a culture of outreach, and we want a culture of soul winning. We want a culture, so be faithful in all of that. We're building a new building. We got new places. We got a Bible study room. We got all of that going on. So let's fill it up. Let's do our part to win a soul for Jesus. Amen. Be faithful in your giving. Brother Lloyd had great news for us yesterday. Our first quote came back $2,000 more than our entire loan for the building. So $352,000 to do a parking lot, curb and gutter, and that's not counting landscape. That is more than we have a loan for the entire project. So we need a miracle. We need to get someone who has a burden for a church. But here's what I want to say about that. Did that scare you? Did that make you mad? No. I said, okay, God, how are you going to do this? I told somebody the other day, they said, hey, you're building a building. How's your heart? He goes, I built the building too, and I had a heart attack. I thought, well, your building's a little bit bigger than mine, and so we're just going to have to roll with it. And I said, he goes, what's going on? I told him, I said, the only thing I'm concerned about is how we're going to pay for the parking lot. I said, but really, even that, I haven't got there yet, so I'm not worried about it. Sufficient is the day. There's enough worry in the day. There's enough evil in the day. When I get there, I'll worry about it. He said, that's not very wise. What else am I going to do? Run today? Worrying about tomorrow? The Lord may come back before we get the parking lot in. I want to be saved. He said, don't, and this is what he told me. He said, don't worry about it. He said, when the right time and the right season, God's going to fix it all. God's going to, he said, we started a building program with $235,000 in the bank. Turned out to be a $5.2 million building program. And when we got done, it was paid for. I'm just thinking, what are we going to do with all this extra money that God's going to give us? How do you know that? I don't know that. What I'm saying, I'm calling those things that are not as though they were, and I'm speaking faith, and I'm walking by faith, but I'm doing my part to make sure it happens. I want to just say this while we're here on this building program. These men that we have helping us with the building, well, they're not even helping it, they're doing it. They are amazing. These men that are on the church builder and they're showing up, they are incredible. Today, we got there at 8 o'clock. We stayed till just about 3 o'clock. Sister, wonder why we had this shout service, because Sister Mallory said we're going to have a shout down service, so I don't have to preach tonight. I had to preach to get you to shout, but that's all right. I said, you run the aisles, we'll shout. I haven't seen her run the aisles yet, but the night's not over. You ran? I missed it. I was already shouting. But they got, this guy's a machine. I said, sent from God. He goes, oh, we're all sent from God. I said, no, we were all here. God sent you. We were here. And God said, no, they need some help. But the whole east side of the building is shingled. Thank God for it. That's an amazing job. That's incredible. And then the majority of the west side of the church inside, the bathrooms, the back wall on that side, part of my office, or my closet, my cubicle, is framed. And so we're going to go this week and finish framing out the rest of the church while the plumber does the things he needs to do to get through the roof, and then we can sheet or shingle that side. It's getting closer. Every day it's getting closer. And when these guys say it's not going to happen, I tell them, come on, we can do it. You got to push. You got to press. And they do it. It's amazing. They don't cease to amaze me every day. They get the work to get done. So thank God for it. And thank the wives for the sacrifice. Thank those that run and get Dutch Bros for two people. Praise God. And bring snickerdoodles for the rest of us. And Kondra that eats the last of everything. Today there was two donuts left. And I told Kondra he could have both of them. Someone were complaining about Kondra eating the other donut. I said, lick it real quick. Hurry, lick it. They can't take it from you. Hey, it's been a good time. We've had a great time doing it. It's a lot of work. We're tired. But the same guys that were working today were shouting tonight, so thank God for that. We're excited about what God is doing. Thank you for your sacrifice to the kingdom of God. It does not go unnoticed or unappreciated. We thank you for it. Let's stand tonight and pray for the offering. Savior, we love you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for the power we feel in this house tonight. We thank you for your incredible people, your faithful church. We ask you to bless the gift and the giver in Jesus' name. Come on, let's give as the ushers come tonight. Difference he made in your life tonight. Come on, give him glory. Give him glory. Praise God. Amen. We're getting ready to dismiss tonight until some time of fellowship, and then we'll just go from there. But let me just say just a couple things that have been on my mind. I thought about traveling back to our home church, seeing all the history, seeing all the people. You know, the song we sang earlier, who wouldn't want to have church like this? Now, that's referring to shout, the dance, the worship, all of that. But the rest of that is who wouldn't want to be in a church like this? If we just live for God, if we just do what we're supposed to do, if we just plug in, it's so much easier to live for God. Be faithful, be excited, and live for God. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful, the song says, knowing our reward. Every day I'm living for God. So let me just, I'm going to read you two things, and then I'm gonna let you dismiss into some fellowship. What we do in private always shows in public. Reading shows in conversations. Your workout shows in your physique. Your diet shows in your energy. Your discipline shows in your confidence. And your focus shows in your results. You are what you cultivate when no one is watching. I want to be a Christian even in private. I want to be an apostolic even in private. I want to be an apostolic and I want to be a Pentecostal even when nobody's watching but God. And so I said some things tonight that may have triggered you. They might have caused you some, I hate when he talks that way. Let me read you one more thing that I wrote down on the plane coming home. Don't take every warning as correction, but take it as protection. We've got to keep certain things out of our life. And people outside the church don't know our life. They don't know the Bible. They're going to influence and give you advice based on their book knowledge, the things they've read, the influences they've had. And if it's not Bible-based, Pastor, why are you warning us? Why are you correcting us all the time? It's not correction. It's protection. Defense is not just to keep things in. I have a fence right now with nothing in it. But I got some neighbors who got pit bulls. I can let my kids out now. I can let my grandkids run free and not worry about what's going to get in. It works both ways, folks. So don't allow everything that's been preached to be a correction. Let it be protection. And cultivate in private what we want everybody to see in public. Let's cultivate a prayer life. I know when people pray and when they don't. I know when people are doing what they're supposed to be doing. You can tell it. I don't have to be a prophet. We leave that to Caleb and Mallory. Praise God. I'm just trying to go through life without looking too stupid. Not working out, is it, Lloyd? Everybody happy tonight? Everybody feel good in the Holy Ghost tonight? Oh, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise one more time. Praise God. 7:12 on a Sunday night. Sister Mallory, your prayers were answered. Thank you for your desire and your burden. I did have a message, by the way, so I could have preached. But I thought to myself, nope, if she's shouting around the aisles, I ain't preaching tonight. So y'all can thank Mallory for getting out of church early tonight. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.